From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. New Great Salt Lake Commissioner Hannah Fries has been handed a big job: refill the lake and do it fast. She's looking to farmers for part of the solution. KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
A farmer herself, Great Salt Lake Commissioner Hannah Fries knows there's water for the lake in the hands of agriculture.
So if we can help our producers be better with the water that they have, then that gives them more options to be able to utilize that water in different ways.
Now, Utah farmers are facing one of their toughest growing seasons in more than a decade. But Fries thinks a new policy signed into law this year could help.
And so what we've done is tried to create water as a commodity. So it's part of a crop rotation. It's not an all or nothing.
Essentially, if a farmer sees that, say, wheat prices are low, they can choose not to irrigate one of their fields and instead sell that water back to the government with the idea that it could go to the Great Salt Lake. Local farmer and president of the Utah Farm Bureau, Valjay Rigby, supports the proposal.
It's a great opportunity for us because it's voluntary and it's temporary. Was compensated.
Rigby says it gives him the chance to contribute to the lake, but also put food on the table. Applications for the water lease program will open in the fall. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
Heads up, Utah homeowners. It's time to weigh in on proposed property tax hikes. Utah News Dispatch reports dozens of cities want to collect more property taxes, totaling about $93 million. Many truth in taxation hearings are scheduled this month. The watchdog Utah Taxpayers Association says the top asks come from three northern school districts, Granite, Cache County, and Salt Lake City. People living in the capital city would pay about $100 more on a house valued at $700,000. Granite says money would be used for cost of living raises, more administrators, and lowering class size. Cash would spend it on three new schools and school buses. Arches and Canyonlands National Parks in southeast Utah are urging visitors to prepare for dangerous heat this week. Daily high temperatures are forecast to exceed 100 degrees through the weekend. Park officials say those conditions can quickly cause dehydration and heat illness, even on short hikes. Rangers at Arches and Canyonlands have already made nearly two dozen search and rescues related to the heat this year. Communities across the West are keeping a close eye on water supplies and wildfire conditions. And a new federal drought forecast highlights where relief may be on the way and where dry conditions are likely to continue. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
The latest U.S. Drought Monitor monthly outlook offers both good news and bad news for the Mountain West. Forecasters say the summer monsoon should bring drought relief to some areas. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The high pressure system that's kind of parked right over the Four Corners states is going to shift eastward, and that should allow for a flow of tropical moisture to come up through Arizona, Utah, into the Great Basin.
He says most of Nevada, Idaho, and Montana can also expect relief, along with the western halves of Colorado and Wyoming. Almost all of New Mexico is expected to remain dry. And even where drought improves, Rippey says years of water shortages won't disappear overnight. The region's major rivers, including the Colorado River, are still facing long-term water challenges. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
You are listening to KUER News.